Promulgation of the Law. Chapter 8. Ezra reads the law. Now when the seventh month came, the whole people gathered as one man in the open space before the water gate. And they called upon Ezra the scribe to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord prescribed for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak till midday, in the presence of the men, the women, and those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. At his right side stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah. And on his left, Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, Meshulam. Ezra opened the scroll, so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher up than any of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebethai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, and Peliah explained the law to the people who remained in their places. Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra the priest scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, and do not weep. For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, Go, eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared. For today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, Hush, for today is holy, and you must not be saddened. Then all the people went to eat and drink, to distribute portions, and to celebrate with great joy, for they understood the words that had been expounded to them. The Feast of Booths. On the second day, the family heads of the whole people, and also the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the scribe, and examined the words of the law more closely. They found it written in the law prescribed by the Lord through Moses, that the Israelites must dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should have this proclamation made throughout their cities and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country, and bring in branches of olive trees, oleasters, myrtle, palm, and other leafy trees, to make booths, as the law prescribes. The people went out and brought in branches, with which they made booths for themselves, on the roofs of their houses, in their courtyards, in the courts of the house of God, and in the open spaces of the water gate and the gate of Ephraim. Thus the entire assembly of the returned exiles made booths and dwelt in them. Now the Israelites had done nothing of this sort from the days of Jeshua, son of Nun, until this occasion. Therefore there was very great joy. Ezra read from the book of the law of God day after day, from the first day to the last. They kept the feast for 7 days, and the solemn assembly on the 8th day as was required.